in dashening the Vipasha Varame Oviravi, so we comment on the pasuk of Ayihi Sham Lagoy Gadol Otsum Varav. So Vayihi Sham Lagoy Melamed Shahayu Mitsuyanim Sham. That Chazal say that the pasuk is not simply telling us that we became a Goy Gadol Otsum Varav, but that the story of Mitzrayim and what crystallized through Yitzias Mitzrayim is that we developed into a nation, Vayihi Sham Legoy. And then in addition to the fact that we crystallized into a nation, that Yechidim formed what until this point had been Yechidim formed a nation, Vayihi Sham Legoy. And subsequently, Vahotziyacha Sa'omi Mitzrayim, Tavdanas Elokim, Allah Hohorazah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Torah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Va'atem Tiyu Li Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, that Kabbalah's HaTorah built upon this foundation of what was accomplished in Mitzrayim and what resulted through Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Hainu, that we developed into a Goy, into a nation, into a collective identity, a collective entity. And Torah was given not to 600,000 plus Yechidim, but it was rather given to Klal Yisrael as a whole. And Torah then trickles down to each of us as a yochid, because we belong to that goy, because we belong to that mamlechas kohanim, the goy kadosh. But Torah is given to Klal Yisrael as a whole, which means that in thinking about who one is, when each of us thinks, "Who am I? What are my responsibilities in life as part of Avodas Hashem?" So it's integral to who we are that we're part of the Klal. And it's inconceivable that a person should think of himself or define himself simply as a Yochid. That first and foremost, we belong to the Klal, we're part of the Klal. And to be part of a Klal means to have an achrayas for the Klal. And thus the famous Gemara Avodah Zarah says, commenting on the pasuk in Divrei HaYomim, of that there was Yomim Rabim Lelo Elohei Emes, so the Gemara Avodah Zarah says that Kol Nisha Ein Lo Ela Torah, a person who says that since I'm Osek in Torah and nothing can interfere with my learning, nothing can interfere with my hasmada, I don't have time for any chesed, is afilu Torah ein lo. That such a person doesn't even have Torah. There's no such thing as having such a single-minded focus and intensity on Torah to the exclusion of chesed. There's a very sobering and, I guess if one is not mindful of it, frightening Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam is listing those who have no chelik in Olam Haba, and the Rambam says that one of those is someone who's parish midarkei atzibur. And then the Rambam says, even though the person is midaktek bekalo kevachamura, but the only thing is he doesn't identify with the klal. Einu mis'ane b'tanisan and einu meitza b'tsairan. So the Rambam says, because he separated himself from the klal, is ein lo chelek l'olam haba. So again, integral to who a Jew is a Jew belongs to the klal. A Jew belongs to the klal. One of the first things that Bezdin says to a prospective ger when he wants to be mizgayer is iata yodaya sheumazu. Don't you know what the plight of this nation is? Meaning, don't think of geirus as simply enlarging or intensifying your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't think of it exclusively in those terms, but you have to think of it also, you have to understand that you're becoming part of a klal. But what that means practically, what that translates into practically, is that each one of us has to see to it that this is reflected in our avoda. And certainly part of the Nisan, like Tishrei, is also a zman of tshuva in being meva'er the se'or sheva isa. And as such, it's a time of cheshbon ha'nefesh, and certainly one, at least one focus of that cheshbon ha'nefesh has to be, to what extent are we nosei ba'ol? To what extent do we feel an achrayus for each other, for fellow b'nei yeshiva within the confines of the yeshiva, and of course beyond? To what sense do we feel, to what degree do we feel a sense of achrayus? Now the truth is that at your stage in life, it's a more difficult balance to achieve. It's a more difficult balance to maintain. Less man de polig that in one's formative years, in one's years as a Talmud in yeshiva, so of course the primary focus has to be on self-growth. There's no question about that. If a person at a young age, right away, just allows himself to be totally encumbered with the oil of Tzarkei Tzibor, which can be endless, so then he's not going to grow, and it's going to impair his ability to give in the future. If a person, as soon as he learns Aleph Beis, says, Gevalt, there are so many Jews who don't even know Aleph Beis, I have to go around the world teaching Aleph Beis, so then he's never going to know how to learn a Pasuk Chumash. And it's clear that B'nai Yeshiva, again, that their primary obligation is to learn Bahasmada and to grow. But Afal Pichain, it doesn't mean, even at this stage in life, that one is not bound by that Gemara and Avodah Zarah. In addition to the famous Psak and formulation of Rav Moshe about being Meiser, about giving Meiser in one's time. But even from the vantage point of seeing these years as a time for self-growth, you know, the same way, so let's say a person wants to, during these years, a person has to develop Hasmada. So there's only so much can be accomplished by studying Sifrei Musar about how important Hasmada is, and listening to Musar Shmuzen about how important Hasmada is. Ultimately, if during this period in one's life one is going to develop Hasmada, so it means that one has to do it. It's not just there's only so much the listening and thinking and being inspired does, but then one has to actually engage in it in order to cultivate whatever it is that one is looking to accomplish. So if that's true in terms of hasmada, it's true in terms of midos, that as much as one hears in terms of divrei hasaros, and as much as one learns from Sifrei Musa, so then one has to implement it. And without the implementation, so then one isn't going to be able to develop that mida. So the same is true that during this formative time in the life of a Ben Torah, so part of the personality of a Ben Torah that one is looking to forge, again, is a Torah sheyeshima chesed. Is not that it should be chas v'shalom, yamim rabim, lelo Elohei Emes. So part of that also necessitates, even from the vantage point of self-growth, but the self-growth has to be to develop into a Ben Torah who feels a sense of achrayus. And a sense of achrayus, again, for someone else at one's table on the Beis Medrash, for someone else in one's shir, for someone else within the yeshiva, but beyond as well. In particular, clearly this obligation, this sense that we all need to try to deepen, this sense of achrayus for Acheinu B'nei Yisrael, it exists with regard to all Jews, b'chol makom shehem, but certainly in particular with regard to Acheinu B'nei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. It's quoted from Gedolim of earlier generations that when it comes to Chiyuv Tzedakah, that Aniyei Eretz Yisrael have the status of Aniyei Ircha. And in terms of Dinei Kedima, of La'achicha, La'aniyecha, La'avyoncha Ba'atzecha, that Aniyei Eretz Yisrael have the same status as Aniyei Ircha. And that's true in general. True in general, that in terms of our identification with Eretz Yisrael, so the chiyuv, again, to be nosei ba'ol, to identify with the tzoros and the needs of a fellow Jew, that this is true for every Jew, but it's doubly true for Acheinu B'nei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara in Yevamos tells us about how the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died between Pesach and Shavuos, shelo nagu kavod zeh bazeh. So the question is, why was the Midas Hadin implemented against them dafka during this period of time? Presumably, whatever subtle deficiency they had, according to the very high exacting standards to which Talmidei Rabbi Akiva were held, so presumably that deficiency was present year-round. And yet the Midas Hadin affected them dafka this time of year, between Pesach and Shavuos. So the answer is that beginning with the Yom Tov of Pesach through Shavuos, so again, Pesach is a Yom Tov of Vayehi Shom Legoy, and building on that, so we're supposed to, during this tkufa, these coming weeks, we're supposed to prepare for Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad, because only in that way was Kabbalah HaTorah possible. Because since, again, the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to give Torah not to Yechidim, but to rather Klal Yisrael as a whole, it could only be once we were Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. So it's very much the mitzvah Hayom, the Inyan of the Yoma, to think about our obligations in this direction, and for everyone to think what he can do and how he can better himself more in this direction in terms of being Nosei Ba'ol.